powered by Riverside FM.
Hey, welcome back. This is another week in sports. Just reviewing what's happening recently. I know it's been a little bit since our last episode, but today we're going to go over some baseball. Some NFL's coming up now. And the NHL, talk a little bit, not too much. There's nothing really happening right now. Cover a little bit of it, but mostly we'll be talking about the episode is baseball and football. So yeah, let's kick it off. Baseball, right. So trade deadline's happening next week. Some winners, some losers recently with the, you know, as of today, there's been a few trades. We'll get to those, and as well some potential trades, some people that on the move. But let's go over standings first. Of course, at the top of the AL, it's the Blue Jays. After that, we got the Tigers and, of course, the Astros. They're all leading their divisions right now, respectively. Probably the three best teams right now in the AL. Some teams that are on the rise. AL East is pretty much anybody's to grab for the wild card position. Yankees are falling off a little bit. Red Sox are getting hot. Rays are getting chilled. And, of course, there's the Orioles. But you also got the American League Central. Again, lots of things happening there. Other than the Tigers, everyone's pretty much at the same record. And then there's the White Sox. One game apart between the Guardians, Royals, and Twins. I see pretty much all of them selling. Maybe the Guardians. They have a little bit of easier schedule coming up, so they might not sell. We'll see. I don't think Kwan's going anywhere. Class A is a different thing, but they have team control for a very long time with him. So I don't see him getting moved either. If he does, they're going to get a boatload of prospects. Then we can move to American League West for a little bit. The Astros are leading the race there. Mariners has made a really good trade. I really, really like that Naylor trade they got. Fills a position of need. Good power. Exactly what they were looking for. It's a team on the rise. Very young team. Really like what they've been doing over there. Then you got the Texas Rangers, who might sell. Lots of things happening there. We'll see. I'm really curious what the Rangers do here. They might buy. They might sell. The AL is very, very weak. It's anyone's to grab. Of course, you got your, you know, three horsepower race between the Blue Jays, Tigers, and Astros, all with above 60 wins at this current moment, 60 or more. But other than them, those wild card positions are anyone's to grab. It is super early, super early. The Yankees already went in. Let's talk about that trade. They got Mac Mahon, and they traded away their number 8 prospect and another pitching prospect. So two pitching prospects for Mac Mahon. This trade is interesting. Where they should have went for Suarez, maybe. Should have been. But, I'm very curious what their asking price is for Suarez right now. Might have been way too much. I mean, you get another year of Mac Mahon, unlike Suarez. Suarez is going to be a free agent after this year. Yankees are very, you know, I'm from New York, but I'm not a Yankees fan. I don't hate the Yankees. I'll just say how it is. The team is in a rut right now. They've been in a rut since June. I don't know what's going on. There's been a lot of errors, lots of dots of things happening in that team. They lost their first place to the Blue Jays. They've been losing a lot lately. They do have some good positives, right? Jazz is looking really good. Got some pitching coming back with Luis Gil. Their two prospects in Spencer Jones is looking good, as well as, you know, Jason Dominguez is an interesting thing. I don't know what they're going to do with him. I think they're going to keep him. I don't think they're going to trade either Spencer Jones or Jason Dominguez. We'll see. I highly doubt they do. They've been touting Jason Dominguez for a while now. He is young. He is very young. So I don't understand it, like some fans who are already giving up on Jason. But we'll see. We'll see what they do. You as well have the Tigers, the Blue Jays, and the Astros we were talking about. I'm curious what they do. I think they all just go for bullpen, honestly. They're very strong teams. Blue Jays need bullpen help. I mean, to be honest, any team needs bullpen help. Let's be completely honest. Red Sox are also getting hot. I'm curious if they do sell, though. You know, there's been lots of talks about Jason Duran getting traded. We'll see. I saw that the Padres were possibly going to get traded with him with the Dylan Cease and other prospects. Personally, the Red Sox is an interesting situation. They have lots of outfield prospects, right? You got Anthony, you got Abreu, you got Duran, and they also got a few more. So it's very getting crowded there. And if they want to take advantage of an opportunity, I guess, because I don't see them winning the World Series this year and start building for next year. Garrett Christie was, what a great trade. I'm Cy Young candidate. I'm having a great year. But yeah, lots of teams are going to be selling. I definitely see the Orioles selling. White Sox, we'll see what Luis Robert. Where does he go? Does he get traded? I know the Mets have been looking into him. There's been a lot of other teams looking into trading for him who've been needing center field help. We will see. And of course, the Athletics, I do see them trading. I wonder if they do trade away Severino. They just signed, that was like, what, their biggest contract they ever gave to a free agent in their history. There's been lots of issues over there, but, you know, we'll see. I do like their prospect pool. So with Nick Kurtz, You got Rucker. I think they actually might trade Rucker. I've been seeing some things about that. We'll look into that. And there's just other tons of things happening. I do like the Angels. I think they will trade. They did start off hot, but they've just been going downhill. I do like their starting pitching. They used to not have starting pitching. It's funny enough, now they do. So we'll just take a look and see what they looking to sell. Let's move to the National League. You got a two-horse race in the East with the Phillies and the Mets. They both have similar, same thing with the National League Central. You got the Cubs and the Brewers with similar records. And then the West, where the Dodgers lead by a good chunk by 6 games. Yeah, I think the East is very interesting. Like, everyone talked about the Braves. The Braves are going to be this good team. And I think they were supposed to be. They were built for it. Lots of things went wrong. I think it's been mostly the bullpen and pitching that has kind of hurt them. Also, injuries don't help. Chris Sale going down did not help. But they also started off really, really bad. So I know they went back up, but now they're going back down again. So I'm looking to them to be sellers. You got the Nationals. There's a few things they could sell, but I do like their prospects coming up. A lot of the prospects they got for Soto, funny enough, looks really good. So I am a huge, huge James Wood fan. Then you got the Phillies and the Mets. I think they're both just going to go for bullpen. They might grab a bat here and there. I don't see them grabbing Phillies, especially. I don't see them grabbing a bat. I think they're just going to go for bullpen. Mets are, I heard that their general manager and president is basically said we're just going for bullpen. If they see a center field, they'll grab. So that's why I've been seeing some Luis Robert trade rumors. But I just see them going for bullpen. They did make a trade recently for Gregory Soto with the Baltimore Orioles. They gave up their number 12 prospect or something like that, and another like low ranking prospect to high A, low A ball players. They didn't give up too much for, you know, Soto's coming back. He has an interesting career. He had decent years with the Tigers. He had bad years with the Tigers. He was on and off there, and then he didn't do well with the Phillies. He's kind of bringing it back in his career. He is he's a par 4 ERA, just below it, which is not that bad for a reliever, especially if it's your 6th, 7th inning guy. He used to be a closer and all that, but he's not that anymore, especially with the Mets. You got Edwin Diaz, having a crazy good year. It's funny. The Mets with Edwin Diaz is really funny. He's starting off really bad. And then I saw something where his legs were off. Like, one was shorter than the other. And one of the trainers saw it, and he's like, wait, there's something wrong. So they fixed it. And ever since then, he's had a below one ERA. Crazy stuff. Crazy stuff. Then you got the Brewers and the Cubs. Again, I think the Cubs are going to go for a bat. They do need it. And they also will go for starting pitching. Again, everyone's going to go for starting pitching and relievers. It does not hurt to have more pitching because, number one, pitchers always get hurt. And number two, you never know. They might, you know, maybe the team finds something and they completely structure them to become a really good reliever. Or it could be the complete opposite. So it doesn't hurt to have a bunch of flyers. The Brewers, I don't know what they're going to do. A similar thing, maybe grab a bat. The Dodgers, interesting position they are in. They are in the top of the top of the West, and they have a lot of people injured. But it's funny, the two big key signings they had this year in Yates and Scott have not had good years. So we'll see. I think they will grab more pitchers. They might grab a bat. I've heard rumors that they're trying to grab a bat, and they're trying to trade away Dalton Rushing because where is he going to play? You got Will Smith at catcher, and then you got Freddie Freeman at first for the next foreseeable future. So where is Dalton Rushing going to play? See him on the move. Maybe for Jason Durant. Like something big. I think the Dodgers are going to make a huge splash. We just have to wait and see what's going to happen with that. Any trades I'm missing? I don't think so. I think we covered all of that. Buyers and sellers, we did talk about those. Yeah. MLB is in a good place right now. Like lots of people were talking about how baseball, you know, is dead. I personally, I don't know how anyone else feels about this. I do like the Apple game shows. I like the statistics in the background. I am a little bit of a nerd when it comes to that. So like when I see 25% chance of an RBI when the guy's on second and the hitting, based on their statistics from their from past occurrences, I think I find that really interesting. And I actually get more into the game. I actually want to watch more, even if it's not my team playing. Like last night was Friday. The Yankees and the Phillies played. We'll talk about that. The game itself, though, like as a broadcast, was really good. I really like the Apple TV broadcast. I know everything that comes with it, the Google Statcast, stuff like that. I personally really like that stuff. It's a little bit of the nerd in me, like seeing statistics. And yeah, I did forget, like, the Yankees, right? The Yankees and Phillies game. We could talk about them particularly. So the Phillies and the Mets are going back and forth right now for the last, I'd say the last week and a half, where they've been going back and forth, first and second, first, second, first, second. And now it's been like a few days now where the Mets kind of kept first a little bit now, but like they've both been winning. So it's just been the same thing. The Phillies changed. It's crazy. Like they might have one of the best like free agency signings ever. Schwarber is so good. Schwarber really helps them. I know he used to lead off. I don't think he does that anymore. I think he comes in a 2 or 3 hole. Bryce Harper's looking a lot better. He had a really slow start with, you know, he was injured too, but he had a really slow start. They're starting pitching. I don't know what they do with them. There's something in that laboratory, just like the Mets pitching lab. They both got pitching labs that they fix these starting pitchers, and they look really good. Teyon Walker, you know, that was his best outing yet, I will say. He doesn't have a good season. He's also been like, his career's been going up and down a little bit, but he had a good game last night, personally. He did look injured he did get injured a little bit from trying to catch a ball from a hard hit ball back at him. And the next pitch, he does give up a home run to Austin Wells. I do remember that. But he kind of bounced back from that and started to, you know, I think I'm going to give up one run after that. The Yankees, though, they hurt themselves. I know they just traded for Mac Mahomes. I didn't talk about this a little bit, but I'll talk about it now. That was a good trade. I liked it. Ever since, I think it was since June, he has above 800 OPS. He is a lefty, which the Yankees need. I've always said this. I don't know why the Yankees are all righties. And the best teams have lefty and righty power. They don't just have righties or just lefties. You know what I mean? So I think that was a good trade. It gives you a little bit better because what they've been doing. They've been playing Peraz and Cabrera at third. One guy's hitting 120, the other one guy's hitting 180. Like, what are we doing here? So I think it's a good upside, even though he's going to be batting 210 right now. But he's been doing better since June, like I said. He's a lefty. He's going to be at the bottom of your lineup anyways. It's a good pickup. And plus, you have him next year. He's a good glove as well. He's a, you know, so you get that same glove that you would get with Peraza, and then a lot more offense personally. He's not great offense, but he's a good average offense, which is what you need. You need defense and offense. And they've been only getting slightly okay defense or good defense and zero offense. So huge, huge upside. I think he just got activated today, so he might play today. We'll see. I didn't look at the lineups just yet. They have a little bit of an early game today. The Mets and the Phillies, going back to that, they've been going back and forth. The Mets got Soto. They got Alonso back now. Alonso's been in a slump. So, and Lindor's looking like he's back. So it's looking like the team's kind of coming back together, which is good for them. Starting pitching is coming back for them. They got a lot of their pitchers back now. So we'll see who ends up in first at the end of the year, what trades they make. I think they're both going to go for mostly bullpen. I'll be surprised if they grab a bat, either of them. So we'll see. We'll see what they do. And yeah, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting, interesting deadline. I think it's going to be mostly the AL doing trades and the NL kind of going a little bit in. The Dodgers, I think, are going to go in personally just because it's their year now. Like they have to win. They just put way too much money and too much stuff. Mookie's not having a good year. I know it's going under the radar. And like, of course, Dodgers fans know. I know they 100% know. But like, National, media, they don't really cover it. I don't really see much of, you know, Mookie's, you know, he's batting, 700 OPS? For Mookie, that's not good. I like Mookie. He's a good guy. I always loved his game. He's just not having a good year. So we'll see if he bounces back. And yeah, so it's going to be an interesting baseball trade deadline here. I know it's coming up the last days in a few days here. So we'll cover more next week of all the trades that occurred. So we just got to wait and see what else happens. I am recording this on Saturday, so I'll now upload it probably tomorrow. The plan is in the future, because I'm also going to be talking about the football, NBA, and NHL. So especially with the NFL, I got to put my schedule around that. So the plan is for the future is record on Tuesdays and upload Wednesday, or even upload Tuesday nights. I might even just like record Tuesday, Wednesday, edit, and then upload. We'll kind of see. We'll play with it a little bit. But as of right now, this is the first episode. Only baseball is really playing right now. Football starts next week. I'll really get to that. Exciting stuff. It's just preseason, but still, it's still nice to have it back. Yeah, so I guess, you know, we'll just wait and see what all the NBA, all the MLB teams do. It'll be super interesting. And yeah, so let's now move on to football. Football, spring training's next week. Training camps have started recently. It's super exciting. There's lots of teams who I think are going to be huge dark horses and going to be doing really well. And just like this, it's just, I feel like it's going to be a really good season. We could go through division a little bit just to talk about how everyone's done this offseason, how I think they're going to perform and just stuff like that. So let's start with the AFC East. Last year, you had the Bills came up top. Then you got the Dolphins, Patriots, and the Jets. I personally think the Bills are going to come back. It's their division to lose. Miami's no threat. The England is still rebuilding. And the Jets, it's kind of a wait and see with the Jets. I'll talk a little bit about them. Bills, they're just recouped. They didn't do that many moves this year. I think they lost more than they gained. But, I mean, the team's still really good. Josh Allen is MVP for a reason. I know a lot of people thought Lamar should have won. I think either of them should have won. But Josh just had a huge different level. They just, like, a huge step they took this year. So that's why I personally thought he deserved it. Lamar had a great year, like I said. But Lamar is really good. He needs to prove to me. This is just more of a personal thing. He needs to prove to me the playoffs. I really like Lamar. I want him to win. But again, same thing with Josh Allen. I need them to both prove to me. It's Mahomes' conference to lose. So that's how it has now been every year. I just want to see them finally be and go to the next hurdle, right? So we'll see what happens. I think, again, the Bills take over this division. The Jets, I think, personally will come in second. This is just my opinion. They just did resign a few of their players. And they had a whole new staff. Aaron Glenn's the new head coach, new GM, new coach, that new culture, new quarterback. Justin Fields, speaking of which, who got a scary injury. But it ended up being not that big of an injury. But as reports were coming in saying it was ankle, or like some person even said it might have been calf or something like that. It might have been cramps. So like there was a lot of like reporting. And we were just kind of just waiting and seeing what images came back. Hopefully it was nothing, which turned out to be probably the best case scenario. It was a dislocated toe, which again, I know it hurts, but next day we saw the video of him running onto the field and going for practice. So could have been a lot worse. Glad it wasn't anything major. We'll see how this team performs under new coaching, a little bit of a new offense, and you know, maybe take positive steps. I know they're just hoping to have a better season than last year, and maybe they go above 500. We'll kind of wait and see. As we get closer to season, we'll do like what their projected win totals are and what I think over-unders, stuff like that, and reasons why. So we'll wait till we get closer to the season. I know injuries come from preseason, stuff like that. So I'm just going to wait and do the week before the season starts. We'll do it. And yeah, we'll do that then. Patriots, they picked up Stephon Diggs. So they just picked up weapons to help their rookie quarterback. And I think they made some like good, you know, small moves here and there. They also helped out with the offensive line, defense a little bit, stuff like that. I know DeMeo got fired, so they have a new coach as well. Kind of like, let's see what the Patriots do. Very interesting. The Dolphins just traded. Interesting offseason they had. Very interesting. They traded away Jalen Ramsey, a corner. Was he worth that money? I don't think so, of course. But hey, he is still one of the best cornerbacks in the league. That's without a doubt. As he might have lost a step short, it comes with age. A lot of also really good young corners. But they traded away him for a safety, Minkah Fitzpatrick, who was a Dolphin, and they traded to the Steelers. So they traded back Minkah for Jalen, traded away. I don't know if I like that trade for either team. Why did the Steelers trade for Jalen Ramsey if you have three corners? I don't know. I mean, look, that defense is going to be crazy now with three good corners. Maybe you can even ask Jalen to play a little more deeper in safety positions. I know they talked about that. I saw Russell report in an interview. But I think, you know, we'll talk more about the Steelers when we get to it. We're just talking about Miami right now. Minkah, I like the Minkah trade. I like that they got Minkah back. I really like Minkah. It's just interesting that you trade away a guy and you trade back for. That's the only part that I found interesting. And I know it's probably a different regime, new GM, new head coach, stuff like that. But still, it's still the team itself. So I wonder how the player feels about it. But yeah, I think it's going to be the Bills leading it. And then rather Miami and the Jets at second, and the Patriots in fourth again. It's a rebuilding year for the Patriots. Maybe they take the next step. Maybe May goes off. We'll see. There are sophomore slumps, but you know, some quarterbacks are better in their second year than their first. So yeah, the AFC North, one of the most intense, I don't know what's going to happen, divisions. You got the Ravens, who retooled. They still got Derrick Henry. They still got Zay. They just got DeAndre Hopkins. They did lose a few of their offensive line. I did see that. And their defense is pretty much staying put, stay the same. I still think they won the division, personally. But where things get interesting is I think the Bengals come in second. They just paid both the receivers. The issue with the Bengals I have is, will you have in time to sign Trey Hendrickson? There's a lot of like here, there, and I know the the Stewart situation. He did just get signed, funny enough, as I'm recording this. I think he got signed yesterday. The whole holdout. They came to an agreement, which in itself, look, I understand you're trying to, the owner is trying to, like, you know, save himself in case, like, stuff happens, like the Henry Ruggs or, like, stuff like that. But, like, look, I can count on my fingers how many times that's happened where a player went to jail or got injured to the point where they can't play anymore. And they're on rookie contracts, so they're not even making as much as, like, veterans and stuff like that. Even, like, okay, look, I understand if he was the first overall pick, like, you know, and they make a really good, like, 20+ mil, but he wasn't, especially him. I think he signed, like, a 4-year, $11 million deal or something like that. It was below $20 million for 4 years. You can't, and like, it's in the past where, like, you always fully guarantee the contract. But I know they came to an agreement. They got their wording, but they also fronted a 500K bonus. So they both won. I'm glad that's finally over. They can now focus on football. It was also a huge, like, second round pick holdout where they all wanted it, also guaranteed money. Second round picks never really got guaranteed money until this year. I know two teams started doing that, which was the Texans and the Browns, who gave both their second round picks guaranteed money. I know Judkins was originally holding out. I think he also signed recently. For the same reason, saying, why did you give one of your second round picks fully guaranteed but not me? Which, in their eyes, he's a running back. He might get injured. He might not play again, which I don't think is understandable still because they are on rookie contracts. I get if, like, maybe they were on their second contract and veterans. There are, like, clauses like that. But they're rookies on 4-year contracts, not making that much money. I mean, in the face of the NFL, I know face to us as normal humans, that's a lot of money, $11 million. But in NFL terms, it's not a lot of money. It doesn't hit your cap that much. So I never understood it. But yeah, I personally think that the Baltimore Ravens are going to lead the division. I think the Bengals are going to come in second. I think Joe Burrow is ready. He's going to take that mantle again. He's a top 4 quarterback, top 5 quarterback. I don't care what anyone says. Yes, this recent year, it's always going to be Patrick Mahomes number 1. Until I hear otherwise, I'm going to put Patrick Mahomes number 1. He's the best quarterback. Then there's a debate between Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, 2 and 3. You could put either one at 2 or 3. I'm not going to argue with you. 4 is Joe Burrow. Again, don't argue with me. He is one of the best quarterbacks. He was on a horrible team, and he still put up crazy numbers last year. Number 5 is where he gets dicey. If you want to put Jalen Hurts, because he just won the Super Bowl, he had a really good year. I get it. I'm not a Jalen Hurts hater. I am a New Yorker. I bleed blue. At the same time, I am true. Like, I understand. Like, I talked about the Phillies. I talked about before. I'll talk about the Eagles. I'll talk about the Cowboys. I'm not Jalen Hurts hater. I think he's a top 10 quarterback.
You want to put him at 5? Understandable.
But you have to understand, he also plays with one of the best offensive lines in our generation. Maybe even ever. They rank that offensive line that highly. He also plays with Saquon Barkley, who is taking advantage of that offensive line. It's hard to judge him because they also, Sirianni is a really good coach. And they coached him to the point where, don't throw down the middle, throw to the side. So do they do out routes or they do lines or like anything to throw it out. Throw it on the hashes. Don't throw in the middle. That's where all the big trouble is. That's where you get intercepted. That's where a lot of the big trouble starts happening. Your ball gets swatted. Stuff like that. That all happens in the middle of the field. Your players can get injured by getting hit from behind. Stuff like that. Horrible things happen. You get thrown in the middle of the field. But sometimes you have to understand that they try to limit it as much as possible, which I totally respect. And that's how they got far, running the football down and throwing out to the ashes. But then again, we're talking about quarterbacks. I don't want to get off topic. We're still talking about the AFC here. So I think it's personally going to go the Ravens, Bengals, Steelers. I think maybe all three make the playoffs. Issue with the Steelers is, again, Aaron Rodgers. Is he the same? Is this his last year? He announced that he's going to retire after this year. He might try even harder because he is going to retire after this year. We will see what he does. He wasn't great with the Jets, but it's the
Jets.
And the whole situation there was crazy in itself. He fired the coach and other stuff was happening there. I'm not going to talk about the background. There's no point. Everyone knows it. So we'll see if he bounces back. He was coming back from also an Achilles tear. So it was his first full season coming back from Achilles. He did look a lot better down the stretch. In the beginning of the season, he did not look good. So we'll see. We'll see if he bounces back. It'll be his last year, so I will be watching Steelers games. I do like Aaron Rodgers a lot. To be honest, I watch all the games, at least most of them. So it'll be fun to watch some Steelers games, seeing Aaron Rodgers one last time. You know, I think they are going to make the playoffs personally. But again, we'll see. We'll talk more about that down the road with the over-unders and where everything lies. Next division, the AFC South. The AFC South is one of... I just don't know what to make this division. You have the Tennessee Titans who... We're going to start Will Levis, but now have to start because Will Levis is injured. They have to start their first overall pick in Cam Ward. I like Cam Ward. I think he's going to be really good. I'm going to talk about this with the Giants. I'm going to talk about this with a lot of teams who drafted quarterbacks and drafted quarterbacks back in the years. I am in one of the boats where you sit your quarterback for the first year no matter what. You could be Caleb Williams. You could be Andrew Luck. I don't care. What hurts your team in sitting your quarterback 1 year? At least 1 year. You can look at Jordan Love. He sat for almost three. There, you have a better chance of your quarterback panning out, especially a prospect. Cam Ward is still a prospect. I don't care what anyone says. Caleb Williams was a prospect. Look how bad he did last year. They are prospects. They haven't hit the NFL field yet. You don't know what this. Well, you don't know what's going to turn out to them. They could look so good, like in Trevor Lawrence, who is in this division. He was the best prospect since Andrew Luck. In everyone's eyes. And I don't think he's better than Daniel Jones, who's also funny enough in his division now. I still think there's levels to Trevor Lawrence, but it hurts a rookie to play that year. I don't think rookie quarterbacks should play their first year. I don't care. I don't. You're going to tell me one-offs like last year, Jaden Daniels, Cam in division as well. You got Stroud who played the best year. Look what happened next year in Stroud. I'm going to get to Daniels eventually. And you can talk about Cam Newton as well. A lot of the other quarterbacks that played their rookie year, they looked really good. But there's more times than not where a quarterback who plays their first year does not pan out. I was overhearing in WFAN, they were talking about this as well, about quarterbacks who play their first year compared to quarterbacks who sit out at least 1 year. I'm not going to bring up Patrick Mahomes. And I'm not going to, that's, you know, one-offs like that. And, you know, funny enough, Packers, it does work for them. They always sit their quarterbacks for at least 2 years. You got Brett Favre into Aaron Rodgers into Jordan Love. Jordan Love is a good quarterback, and he still has stuff to prove, but I think he's going to turn out to be a good quarterback. He's currently a good quarterback. I think he's going to turn even better. But I think you have a better chance of your quarterback doing really well, at least sitting 1 year. They need to see what it's like to be in NFL. The NFL and the college scene are two different. I know college is turning more and more into pro-style football, and I don't really want to talk about college football, but just for prospecting-wise, the NFL scene is faster, bigger guys. It's the best of the best. They need to experience and see and go through practices. And NFL offenses run way different, way more complicated, way faster. Just lots of things where a quarterback needs to get used to. So we'll see what the Titans do, how the Titans play with Cam Ward playing his first year. That's what it's looking like. I think he's going to be QB1. I think he's still going to be fine. But I don't like that they're not sitting Cam. I don't. I think they should have signed another veteran quarterback and played him. That's just my opinion, though. Because what? You're going to miss the downside. What's the downside of you sitting your quarterback for 1 year? What's the downside? Your quarterback gets angry? He gets frustrated, doesn't play with a year? Give me a break. He's on contract. He's not going anywhere. This isn't college. He's not going anywhere. He's going to play the next year. It's just you give him that time to look, to study, to get ready, stuff like that. I think the Titans are going to come last again. That's just me, though. Then you got rather the Jaguars or the Texans who will come first in this division. I personally think it's going to be the Jaguars. I know the Texans did retool. Stroud did have an off year last year. Again, summer slump. They call it a summer slump, but we'll see if he like comes back from that. I like Stroud. He came out of Ohio State. A lot of people were doubting him at first, which I understood why. He's an Ohio State quarterback. Haha. But we'll see. I think he will turn around. I know one of his receivers is still hurt, sadly. But the offense is better. The offensive line got better. The defense got a little better. The Jaguars made the biggest changes to their team. So in drafting, of course, Travis Hunter, who can play both sides of the field. I'm going to love and see how they play Travis. I think they'll still put Brian Thomas as wide receiver 1. They will play in offsets of where Travis is 2. But I want to see him. I want to see how he does on both sides of the field. That's fascinating to me. Absolutely fascinating. Like, I know he did it in college and he did it in Colorado, but this is the NFL. This is way different. And people don't understand the huge jump from college to NFL. It is tremendous. There's stuff you can do in college that you can't do in NFL. Like the most millisecond position move, could get you scrutiny. Now he's beat down the field for 60-yard touchdown, vice versa as well. So we'll see. I'm going to be fascinated to see how Travis Hunter plays this year, how they play him, what they do with him. Does he play both sides of the field? Maybe they put him only a corner, only a receiver. They do play him in both. How many snaps does he get? But yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Then you got the Colts. I think they come last in division. Daniel Jones looks better, but I'm a Giants fan. I dealt with Daniel Jones over the years. I always see, he's practicing. Like, I hope he does better. I hope he turns around his career at the Colts. I really do. New York is a tough market to play in.
It really is, especially if you don't perform.
It's like the old saying, if you're a hero, they will love you and they will forever put a statue in your name. If you do bad, you will not hear the end of it.
You won't.
New York fans are one of a kind. They are diehard loving their players. But at the same time, they also... Look, I'm a New Yorker. I deal with this. We're very emotional. If our team is bad, we are in the dumps. There is nothing that will take us out. So it's going to be interesting. I do like their pickup in Warren. Great target. He'll be really helpful for Daniel or Richardson, whoever starts this year. I think it's going to be Daniel Jones starting. I don't see. We're interested in taking the mantle. But yeah, we'll move over now to the AFC West. What a stacked division. It's funny. This division's funny. You got four Hall of Fame coaches. Denver Broncos with Sean Payton. Kansas City Chiefs with Andy Reid, Las Vegas Raiders with Sean Carroll, and the Los Angeles Chargers with my Michigan man, Harbaugh. So I just want to understand one thing here. The Chiefs are winning the division. I don't see how they lose it. It's their division. It's always going to be their division. It's really who fights for second. It's either going to be the Broncos or the Chargers. I think it's going to be Chargers this year. Broncos are a good team, and Bo Nix played really well last year. I mean, Sean Payton, that's his man. Like, Bo Nix, I looked at him and was like, wow, this guy's playing like a little bit more athletic Drew Brees. He's not Drew Brees, though. Drew Brees creates a good quarterback. He can throw anywhere. It just gave me some instances where, like, you know, he can listen. He knows how to fault the offense and stuff like that. They got the best cornerback in the league with Patrick Surtain, and their defense is one of the best in the league. But I don't think it will be enough for this division, especially with huge offense, a very good offensive teams, the Chargers and the Chiefs. Raiders, I don't know. The Raiders have to prove me wrong
until I think otherwise about them.
I just don't know what to make up with them. I like Sean Carroll. I love him as a coach. Happy guy, always a happy guy, always in good mood. Loved his days in Kansas City with Russell Wilson and that whole Legion of Boom team. So we'll see how the Raiders do this year. Chargers and the Chiefs, though. I think Chargers can come in second and Chiefs come in first. There's not much to really talk about this division. Kind of the same old team as last year. Only difference is now Carroll is the Raiders head coach. The AFC is pretty much the Chiefs to lose. So anybody else in this division gotta dethrone the king. Let's move on now to the NFC. Start with the East. It's the Eagles to lose. I'm going to keep saying this. They just won the Super Bowl. And they just get better each year. It's crazy. They just keep retooling. They got the best offensive line in the league. They got a really good defensive line.
Which?
The Giants. I know I'm a Giants fan, but I'm not the only one who's saying this. They got a scary guy. I'll get to them eventually. I won't talk much about the Giants. With the Philadelphia Eagles, though, it's theirs to lose. Their whole team is really good. I even saw like a report that came out yesterday. Quinion Mitchell, might play some wide receiver, some like Travis Hunter type of thing. So we'll see how that one goes. That'd be really cool to see. It'd be funny. Saquon's going to have another good year. A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith are really good. Their defense is stacked with Jalen Carter there. Zach Baum, corners. Their rookie corners and Cooper DeJean and Quinion Mitchell. So good. You got the Dallas Cowboys.
I am very down on the Cowboys, especially this year.
The Giants took huge steps, and the Commanders took a little bit of a step. Commanders is really, really dependent on how Jaden Daniels plays this year. He had a great rookie year. Great rookie year. Was really fun to watch. Their head coach is really good defensive coordinator, but they also picked their offensive coordinator that they have is really good. He got the best out of Jaden. We'll see if he has a sophomore slump. And again, this is the thing I was talking about, especially with CJ Stroud, is they have now tape on you. You know, how are you going to bounce back? It's the same thing that happened with Patrick Mahomes. Like, I call him the quarterback one, but in the I'm going to talk about the regular season here only. Postseason's different. Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson look a lot better. But again, that's because they figured out Mahomes was still a great quarterback. They still win games. Fantastic quarterback. But once you get figured out, like, how are you going to bounce back? How are you going to play different? You know? So we'll see how teams now, especially in the NFC East, because they play them twice a year, how they play Jaden differently. We'll see how the Commanders do this year. The Giants probably had one of the best off seasons.
Picked up Abdul Carter in the draft.
Shored up
their defensive back room with Paulson Adebo and Holland.
Wide receiver room, Neighbors
is gonna have a huge year.
They picked up their quarterback room. This is what I'm talking about. This is what I love, this is what I love that the Giants did. They haven't done this with any quarterback. The last time they did it, of course, was Eli, but Eli got forced into the game in his first year. They were going to do it with him, but then he got forced in because of injury. They didn't do it with Daniel. Barely did it to Daniel. Again. They forced Eli out of the throne. They put Daniel in. Daniel was not ready for Daniel Jones. I'm talking about the guy. Sorry. He was not ready for it. But yeah, I love what they're doing. I love Russell Wilson's a good pickup. He
hasn't been good, of course, since the Seahawks days. And he's been trying to find himself since the Broncos days. And he had an okay year with Pittsburgh last year. On and off.
But Pittsburgh is an interesting situation in itself. Everyone raves about their offensive line. It's not as good as it was. It's not. Giants are going to die on that hill of, is Andrew Thomas going to play? If he doesn't, they're screwed. It's going to be another bad year, to be honest. Oh, they got one of the scariest defenses in the league. The defensive line with Kayvon Thibodeau, Abdul Carter, and especially their nose tackle in Dexter Lawrence. Cowboys got a little bit worse, in my opinion. They just are giving these big contracts around, which, again, like, you kind of have to. I know right now a battle with Micah Parsons getting his contract, which he absolutely deserves. One of the best edge rushers in the league, right behind probably Myles Garrett and TJ Watt. I don't think they got that much better from last year. I personally don't think so. They didn't do that much to take the next step, in my opinion. They did pick up offensive line and all in the draft and stuff like that, but I don't think they did that much to go the next step. And that whole head coaching scenario, I don't know what's going to happen with that head coach.
In my opinion, I don't think he was ready,
but hey, prove me wrong. I always say this, prove me wrong. I'm happy to be wrong. I'll say when I'm wrong. But I think it's the Eagles going to win it. Commanders will come in second, Cowboys third, and maybe Giants fourth. The Giants, the thing is with the Giants, Commanders, and Cowboys, and then come second, it's really just dependent on what happens. Commanders can fall off a cliff with Jaden Daniels not turning around in a sophomore slump. Cowboys can go back to their roots and, you know, Dak Prescott turns it up. Or the Giants, and they have a decent team. Cowboys and Commanders don't look like they're the same, and they take over a little bit. So you don't know what happens over there in second, but it's the Eagles. Eagles coming first. The NFC North. I'm going to go a little bit faster here. NFC North, I like what the Bears did this offseason. The Packers didn't do much. I really like their wide receiver pickup. Vikings are going to turn, I personally think they're going to turn out a little bit, but I really like the core coaching staff. And the Detroit Lions got gutted this year. I don't know how they're going to play. They have brand new coordinators. They lost both of them. So we'll see how they turn around. I personally think the Lions win again this year. I think the Bears come in last again. I know it's first year head coach. Caleb is getting used to the offense. I just don't think they're ready just yet. I know they had a lot of big pickups. They had a really good offseason, like really, really good offseason. I still think they come in fourth. Green Bay, I think, will come in second. The Vikings come in third. I wouldn't say first year quarterback in J.J. McCarthy, but he just came off injury from last year and his first year playing. He did sit. Well, he was forced to sit, but he did sit. So I did like that he did get to sit and watch from the background. So we'll see how J.J. plays this year. I think Jordan Love is going to turn it back up with now the wide receiver one. Yeah. NFC South. What a really bad division. I don't know. I don't really much to talk about the NFC South. I really don't. It is such a bad division. I think the Saints come in last. The Panthers, I think Bryce Young does turn it up this year. He looked really good at the end of the year last year. I think he's got another step. I got to talk about Bryce Young for a little bit here. He is a quarterback that I was like, he needed to sit. I'm glad they sat him. They should have done that the whole first year. I don't care if it's the first overall pick. They should have sat Bryce Young. Atlanta Falcons did not get that much better. They still are stuck in a Kirk Cousins contract. I could talk about days about why did you sign Kirk Cousins and then draft Michael Penix. Kind of like wait and see. Drake London looks really good, of course. Bijan Robinson's good. They have a decent offensive line. Their defense got a little bit better. I still think the Buccaneers is the division to lose. So I think it goes Bucks, Panthers, Falcons, Saints. And then you got the NFC West. 49ers are definitely going to bounce back this year. The Seahawks are getting led now by Sam Darnold. Interesting stuff. New scenario there. The Cardinals. I don't know how to talk about the Cardinals because I don't believe they got better. I don't. And the Rams, I feel the same way about. I think the 49ers bounce back personally this year. I don't know if they'll win the division. That I'm not going to say. What I do think happens is the Rams do win the division. The 49ers come second. Cardinals come third and the Seahawks come last. Sam Darnold was in a really, really good position last year with the Vikings. I don't know how he's going to play this year, especially with no DK there. Who is their wide receiver? And two. because I don't think Tyler Lockett's there, not him. Some interesting stuff happening over there. But yeah, that's the NFL. I will talk briefly, like very, very briefly about the NBA and the NHL. NBA, there's not much happening. We're pretty much just waiting for the season. Maybe what's happening, what's going to come out of that Giannis situation. Is Giannis going to get traded? Where he's going to get traded to? I have zero. I personally don't think Giannis gets traded. Because the issue is if you trade him, you got to trade assets back. And who has that assets to trade back? Not a lot of teams. And if you are a team, you have assets to trade back. I'm talking about cap-wise. You'll probably be a mid to bad team. So I don't know where the hell he's going to go. No clue. NHL, it's really quiet. The issue with the NHL right now is there's a lot of teams who have not signed their restricted free agents. We are waiting for that. Example, Luke Hughes. And then other stuff like I know the Columbus Blue Jackets, Chinnikov is looking to get traded and stuff like that. So trades are pretty much just getting waited on until players get signed to their contracts, restricted free agents wise. And once that happens, I think trades will go and start going. And there'll be a flood of trades. But yeah, this is the first podcast back. I'm really happy we got this back. So yeah, the plan is now with football around, I'm going to record on Tuesdays and then Wednesdays I will upload. That's the plan. So we upload the day before Thursday night football, and we have those 2 days I can record and then upload the next day. But yeah, thanks guys for listening. Can't wait to talk again next week. And yeah, hope you guys have a great rest of your week. Happy football's back, even though it's just preseason, but hey, something to put on in the background. And we'll be discussing a lot more with the baseball, what trades happened. All right. See you, everyone.